kicked it off. All right. Hey, guys, welcome to GCN's Gamescast. I'm your host, Chris Gillette. I'm along with, you know what, Brett, I'm going to go with this one, the old school one. The bad boy, Brett Bachman. The combo breaker, Dallas Reese. You know, he's the big KI guy and the fighting fan. And then William from Sky Matrix Gaming. We are doing a little crossover with him today. It's nice to have you here, William. Welcome to the show. We are Gamercade. We're networks running video games and our culture is assembled by the sexiest gamers. And now you're with us. Of course, you're super sexy. Right? Well, I can't see you. I see your little...
You have a
avatar thing.
Very avatar.
The little avatar is actually an accurate description of what I look like. I'm just pale blue, so...
Yeah, you're blue. I'm upside down exclamation point.
But we love talking about video games as much as we love playing them. We cover a variety of new topics and all platforms and genres and all the good stuff. We are also missing Julia. Garth is not here. You know Garth, he's hit or miss. You never know when he's going to show up. He can just pop in at any second.
Oh, is he actually supposed to be here?
Well, he said he's not sure, so he'll come in. You know how Garth, he talks like this. He's like,
he'll show up last 5 minutes.
How's it going?
Is it going to make any time for Gamercade Countdown?
Gamercade, yeah.
Get out of here!
Yeah. Hey, I just wanted to stop by and get my point so I can beat Dallas for season 2.
Never.
But this is the beginning of the show where we talk about what we've been playing. Consoles, PC, whatever, doesn't matter, handhelds, you name it. William, I'm going to start off with you since you're our guest. What have you been playing? Do you play PC, consoles, a lot of video games?
Mostly console.
Okay.
Mostly console. I am poor, so I can't afford a PC yet.
Okay,
working on it.
I have an okay PC. It's kind of ghetto-fied PC.
Yeah. I've been playing Overwatch, and I'm not good at it at all, so...
It's okay, a lot of people aren't.
Just think on it, play.
What's the console you're playing it on again?
Xbox One.
Okay, okay, nice.
I'm actually going to be getting
been playing that. Oh, yeah. I've been playing that. I actually went back into Ark. Survival Evolved, so...
Well, they made a lot of updates for that lately.
Yeah, there's quite a bit going on now, so...
Nice, nice. I've been meaning to try that game and check it out for myself. I know a lot of people said it had issues at launch, but...
Yeah, it was really rough.
There was. They've fixed a lot of stuff. The big thing they have now is they have introduced a disease that you have to cure. So, like, we join in, we spawn in a dead body, and we get sick. And, like, I was watching the server chat, and it is literally the island is segregated. Is all the sickies have to be on a certain part of the island, and all the healthy people stay on their side of the island. So,
wow.
It's an interesting concept. People get shot at the border, yeah.
That's awesome. Man.
That's cool. Cool.
You have to check it out.
Oh, yeah.
Anything else interesting?
Pretty much it. I played Dark Souls 3. I want to get back into that.
Yeah.
My New Game Plus. I think I'm on New Game Plus 3 now. My brother's, like, sitting at New Game Plus 10, so...
Yeah.
I need to catch up, man.
That's crazy.
Do you enjoy Bloodborne at all?
I didn't have a PS... I didn't have a PlayStation at the time. I'm looking to pick one up. I want to play it, because...
That's great.
Dark Souls 3 was, like, the first introduction to Dark Souls for me, and I'm like, I love that game.
Yeah. See, I'm not the biggest fan, but the first one I played was Demon's Souls on the PS3, which I really...
Oh, yeah.
Man, it was tough, and then... They only got more tough as the game, you know, the series went on.
Oh yeah, yeah. It's definitely brutal, but I'm just like that person. I'm like, oh, I swear he'll change. He won't keep beating me. He's a good guy kind of person. So
yeah.
I kept going back to it.
Oh man, that game's so fun. I've been playing the hell out of 3 right now. Bloodborne, I highly recommend. Man, it's really good. That's kind of what they made to like test out a new kind of play style for the game, a little bit faster paced, and they kind of made it a little bit easier for people, because a lot of people complain from Dark Souls 1. So Dark Souls 2, they lightened it up a little bit. Bloodborne, they lightened it up a lot. And then Dark Souls 3, they made a mix between 3 and Bloodborne, and it came out a little bit more on the Bloodborne side, so if you really like 3, you'll love Bloodborne.
Yeah, I'm definitely going to have to check it out.
Yeah.
Julia, it's lovely for you to join us now.
Mahalo!
You're muted, young lady.
Yes, she's done her mic again.
Fix your mic, woman.
You're muted.
Muted.
I'm sorry.
There you go. Oh, wait, that's you.
Was that
sound like a woman?
I know, it's me. What?
Okay, am I unmuted?
Yeah.
Yeah, you're unmuted now. And you're muted again.
Okay.
We'll do this play by play.
My computer had a support update right in the middle of me muting tonight, so I was stuck.
Ah, bummer.
Yeah.
Thank you, Michael.
Well, welcome. Happy to have you here as always.
I'm here, I'm awake.
You playing video games this week?
I played like 30 hours of Minecraft with my brothers.
Nice. Yeah, I need to play with you guys, Tate. I know you always tell me to jump on there with you.
That's
you have to buy it first, Chris.
Yeah, you gotta buy it.
I have it on Vita. I have it on mobile. I have it on PS4.
But you
everything
don't have it on
but Xbox One.
Yeah,
places.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, so. So, yeah, I need to. I always say that. It's been about 30 years now I've been saying that.
Yep, I even offered to buy it for you.
Like three times.
Might have to take you up on that offer so we can play, because I got a baby girl coming this winter, or this fall, so.
I've spent $20 on worse things.
On worse things?
Yeah.
Such as?
There's a whole list. One time I gave $20 to a homeless person. And
that's not terrible, that's a good thing.
Yeah, but then that homeless person like turns around and like jumps
she,
in like a Mercedes or something and just drives off.
Thank you. She did. She went back to her car and left.
Yeah.
Yeah. I'm still.
So Minecraft. Building anything special? Going on some adventures? Are you playing? Your brothers you're playing with?
Yeah. Okay. It's we have family in town. Just chill and play Minecraft.
Nice.
We play on survival. Nothing like extreme. We just kind of play.
Right. What about you, Dallas? You play any good video games?
Yeah. I actually took a little bit advantage of some of the sales that were going on. The Xbox is Unlimited Ultimate, whatever the hell you want to call it,
summer,
game sale going
sale.
On. Yeah. That's how I got Dark Souls 3. Got it cheap. Let's see, picked up Sleeping Dogs,
good
the
game.
Definitive edition of that. There's Layers of Fear, picked that up.
Okay. I thought about grabbing that myself.
I played that free game, PlayStation Plus, Fury. That game is really good. Especially
yeah. It's
like,
all boss battles, right?
Style. Yeah, it's all boss battles, but dude, like every boss battle is just harder than the next.
I downloaded
it's all my type of style of game, so it's all hack and slash and stuff, so it's perfect for me. Played some Pokemon Go.
Yeah.
Like,
why not? You don't play Pokemon Go yet?
I caught a Pinsir at work last night.
Nice.
In the parking lot.
Very nice. Just walking out. Oh my god.
Yeah. Well, because I don't really get. There's nothing in my neighborhood. Like
really?
I caught a Bulbasaur or a Squirtle, but that was it. And that was, like, my first generated one.
Yeah.
I caught, like, 12 in my house, and then I went out for, like 2 hours last night. I caught, like, fucking... I came home with, like, 42 Pokemon. I'm like, Jesus, there's a lot of Pokemon out here.
Yeah.
Caught a Pidgey and a Pidgeotto in the parking lot as well. And a Rattata, so there's that.
Damn, rats are everywhere. Like, I went down in Armadale, there's just Raticates and Ratatats everywhere, which made me laugh.
Imagine that, right?
That's kind of realistic.
I was like,
oh,
whoa.
God. That's insane.
That's like a redneck rundown area, just you guys didn't know.
Yeah, it's pretty
there's
bad.
Just rats the size of, like, dogs. Like, Rottweilers.
You hear that, you know you can find other people on Pokemon Go and are near you, and people are just walking up and stealing their phones. Pretty messed up, man.
Thank you.
Yeah, it's like, hey, how's it going? Oh, you playing?
I guarantee there's going to be, like, some type of issue where they set their incense thing, and people are like, oh, they're using their incense, let's go over there and use their stuff to get free Pokemon, let's go.
Yeah.
And they're going to go over there, and it's just a trap.
They're going to have it to where you can trade Pokemon eventually.
Really something's cool. Going to happen.
Yeah.
I want Pokemon Stadium. That's what I want.
New Pokemon Stadium? That'd be nice. Well, they came out with Pokemon Tournament.
Virtual reality, bro. Virtual reality. That's what I'm thinking it could turn into, something
right,
like
that. Right,
that
would be sick.
Like, I was thinking of all different kinds of stuff, like VR last night, like specifically just for this Pokemon Go thing. Like, it would work so well. That or, like, think about, like, Yu-Gi-Oh cards or something like that. So you're, like, put them down and they're programmed into your thing. Mm-hmm. Where you put the cards down and actually spawns in, you know, your VR headset, and it comes in and you're in the arena and shit like that spawns. That'd be kind of cool.
That would be very cool.
I know a lot of people would like
Microsoft headset. That'd be really good with.
Yeah, definitely, definitely. With like the it could like scan the card as you're going, since you just use your room as your, you know, playroom anyway, or whatever you want to call it.
Yeah.
Or even with the Pokemon Go, if you could be outside with the headset on.
Yeah. Have this long ass cord.
Hey, I'm going to pick the box!
I don't mean the VR headset, I mean the holographic, the HoloLens.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, okay.
HoloLens would be perfect, because you walk around and be able to project that into your normal view.
Right.
Instead of having to use your phone as a window into that. So.
Yeah,
that would be cool. Yeah, if it was just a VR headset blinding your actual vision, that would be pretty awkward.
I was sitting there thinking of like wearing the Vibe or something with all them cords hanging off the back of your walk around. Just, just
are you like, ready for that future where you're on an airplane, you look over and the guy's like,
there's like, just a guy sitting there like this.
Because he's doing a simulation of a plane crash.
Oh, God. There's one. Is that the new cat, Julia? Yeah.
Yeah.
Princess Beyonce.
Beyonce.
Yeah, she's an attention hog, dude.
Is she?
Yeah, she's sweet.
Baby.
Everything I ever wanted.
What else she played, Dallas?
Other than those things, Overwatch, man. Always Overwatch. You know that.
It's taking your life away.
Yeah, I started playing a little bit more on Xbox, but had to jump back and play some competitive on PS4.
Very nice. Anything else?
That's it. Yeah, no, that's it for me, man.
I jumped into some Paragon this week on PS4. We got that PlayStation Plus pack. It is slow, but I like how simplistic it is to jump into, like upgrades and all that. I chose a mage. I really like the combat and everything. I really dug it. I like how, you know, easy it is. I haven't really played too many MOBAs, but jumping into that one, seeing how friendly it was, I really liked it. I played a little bit of MXGP. I like motocross and stuff like that, so it's an official motocross game. That's pretty cool as well. It's the first one. They just came out with the second one, so it's a little simplistic, not too much detail on customization and stuff like the second one, so I'm looking forward to getting that one. Played the Vita, which you guys need to get. Julie, I'm still waiting. I need to get a Vita.
I know.
I downloaded Resogun, which I played on the PS4. It's a shmup shooter. Awesome ass game. Looks fucking insane on the Vita. The particle effects and stuff are great. No slowdown or anything like that, so pretty impressive. I think that's it. That's it for me. Nothing too crazy. I've been wanting to play some Gary's Mod, but haven't heard from Julie or Dallas really.
Let me know when you want to play and I'll get on.
I would love to play tonight, and we should like
I work.
Let me know you want to play.
I work Monday night too.
Yeah, I can't wait to play that with you guys.
Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, and I might be able to play Friday.
Lovely. Okay. Yeah, I look forward to getting more Doom in. I need to finish that. I plan on getting that in. Maybe.
Yeah, sometime today, Chris. It would be nice.
Talking shit.
Hey, what the fuck did you just say to me?
We can go outside right now.
What?
William will take the cast. He got this.
Yeah, we're...
I'll just flip over.
We're balls to the wall on here.
Yeah, there you go. Wait a minute. One more business.
Yeah, that's it for me. Brett.
Brettosaurus Rex.
Brett.
I like that one better than Bad Boy.
No, hey, that's, I just wanted the old school. The old school when I came up with it. When he wasn't a part of Gamercade. So.
Bad Boy.
Brettosaurus Rex. I think that's going to stick.
GTA Online. I've been pulling a lot of that here recently.
They had an update with that, right? Like the
There's been like multiple updates here.
Yeah,
real
that's
quickly.
True.
The
racy one.
The big recent one was I think it's Further Adventures in Finance and Felony or something like
right,
that.
Right. Okay.
And that's what put the you can be the you can own your own corporation, your own criminal organization, and have
right.
people working for you. So that's what I'm. You know, working on trying to get set up for myself. Put a little bit of time in Destiny and the Division back. The Underground for the Division came out last week, and it's actually pretty freaking cool.
Very nice.
I think it's going to breathe a lot of life back into that game.
Yeah, I hope so. I mean, I don't know, I fell off the Division really quick, so that was just me, but
I played it that one time with you guys, and that was it.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
No, I mean, I understand. I mean, it got to a point real quickly that there was nothing really to do in it, and this kind of really sets it up nicely. It's really quick, set up for, you know, 1 to 4 people can go through and do these little randomly generated missions, which is nice because you don't know what to expect every time.
Right, you know, which is always fun.
You run around with people that are, you know, level 15 and 16 and underground level, and they're like, oh shit, I've never seen this area before. So, you know, it is pretty cool.
That is
Friday, of course, Friday, Red Dead Redemption became available on backwards compatibility for the Xbox One.
Yep.
And
yeah, I know. And the sales are up like what? It was like 14,000 at one time, and then it went like 60,000.
Yeah, and I feel sorry for the people that did that because when it came out, they also put it in as part of the big summer sale, and I picked it up for $7.50. So yeah, I went just to go check out how much it was going to be, and I was like, all right, $7.50, I've got the credit.
Right. So did you buy it on Xbox One or the web store?
I bought it on Xbox One going through, yeah.
See, I didn't think it would be on there. I thought I might have to turn on the 360.
No, they made it to where you can get them on there now.
That's good.
Yeah, they've got it to where you can buy through there. You got to kind of jump through a couple of small hoops to get to it. It's not quite
as... Yeah, you have to have like a credit card on account and everything like that.
Yeah. But...
I look forward to getting that.
I think it's dumb, even the games with gold, like 360 games, you have to have a credit card on the account or something like that in order to download those. That's kind of shitty.
Yeah, that's true.
Just the way they had that one set up, though.
Yeah.
So it's really kind of cool. I have not been able to get into the online part of it yet, though, which is bugging me.
Yeah, be sure to pick up the DLC while it's free.
Yeah, I've got all the DLC already downloaded and everything, and I let it set for 5 minutes, and it just sat on the loading screen for the online stuff. So I'm going to shut everything down and boot it back up, see if that helps.
But, yeah, hoping I will.
And the only other thing I've really been doing, other than playing Conker, Conker's consistent with me for my mobile, is I have been asked to run a Shadowrun for some of my friends, which is another role-playing game. And I've been working on getting my Roll20, which is the virtualized desktop, set up for playing that. So I'm going to be playing we're running Shadowrun for some people across, let's see, one guy's in Kansas City, one's over in Iowa, and one's in Minnesota, so.
Nice. So you got a lot on your hands there. Well, sounds fun, though, man.
It's kind of cool to me because with Shadowrun, the whole concept is a very technologically based game, and to have the virtual desktop available is kind of cool because I can, you know, control what individual images come up on the screen and when.
Right. And
so I can give them different layers of information based on what they have found out. So
okay.
It's like, I might as well make this, you know, really work like it would inside the game.
So, sounds interesting.
So, that's been my week.
Very nice, very nice. I guess that's what we've been playing. Really, I wanted to ask William a couple questions real quick about Skymetrics Gaming since he's on here and we're doing this cross-promotion stuff. How long have you actually been with Skymetrics?
A few months now, actually. Okay. Not too long. Jordan, one of the hosts there, had hit me up I think I was supposed to help, like, programming stuff like that. Okay. And somehow I got roped into articles and podcasts, so I'm like kind of a content creator when I thought I was going to be just a code monkey, so.
Sounds fun.
Are you enjoying it?
Oh yeah, no, I'm having a blast. It's something I've always been interested in doing, and it just kind of gives me an outlet, so
that's awesome.
It's always nice to stay busy and be creative. Hey, what exactly, let everyone know that is watching or listening, if you're listening to the audio, what Skymetrics Gaming is about?
We pretty much do anything gaming related, like on the site. We have articles that we've written. We did a lot of E3 coverage, which for me, I work help desk, so that was me in between troubleshooting. I was watching E3 pressers, so I mean, we've got articles, the stream quite a bit on Twitch. We got videos on the site, stuff like that. I mean, it's anything you could really think of, like within the gaming realm, nice. And within like kind of the fantasy realm with the Dungeon Matrix podcast. Just anything, really.
Nice. Sounds awesome. Yeah, here we're like, so far we're pretty simplistic and, you know, haven't gotten too deep into a lot of things, but we're working on our website and everything like that. It's still got the basic gamerkdesk.com link, but working on all that, and we just try to stay pretty social with our podcast and everything, keep everybody updated and have a good time. We're more about a good time over here, but it's awesome we, you know, collab with you guys, and I can't wait to be on your show. It's really nice of you guys to even like contact us. Do you know how you came upon us? Just curious. I know we got an email from I think it was Mike over at SkyMeFix.
Yeah, Mike is like the super PR kind of guy. So okay. Like he does a lot of the behind the scenes collab stuff. He had presented it to us, and like I said, man, I jumped on the chance to to be a part of it. So.
That's awesome. Yeah, it was just I was at work one day and I looked down, I see this email and talk about a collaboration, and I was like, huh, I wonder how they came across this. I don't know if they listened to our podcast, checked out the website, Twitter, whatever.
I'm pretty sure Mike just has a USB cable that comes out of his neck and he plugs it into the computer.
That's not what I was expecting.
That's awesome. Yeah, I'm just really happy to do this with you guys, especially this 50th episode. It's going to be a better time, and I can't wait to be on your guys' show tomorrow. You guys should check that out. I believe it's 8 p.m. Central. That's my time. I think it's 8 p.m. I have to check that out for sure.
I think it's
8 p.m. Eastern.
Eastern.
So 8 7, Eastern. That's right. Yeah, so you guys should go check that out. Also, go check out SkyMatrixGaming.com. Look forward to that tomorrow. All right, guys, you know what time it is. It's time for the topics. Who wants to start first this week? Anybody? Anybody got awesome gaming topics? What's that little grin you got? Yeah. Like, man. I don't know.
What grin? What are you talking about? Know.
She's like, I'm always grinning.
Nobody.
Something, but you wanted to talk about Julia.
I only really have a short one.
I'm sorry. I see. Oh, well, you don't have to. You can go.
There's really nothing to it either.
Okay.
It's just that. Fallout Shelter is on PC.
You had all night, that's all you brought?
I was at work. No laughter.
Really?
No. Now, I know Travis on our Facebook page, which you guys go check out, facebook.com/group/gamercade. He's been anticipating that, and that's all he talks about. Fallout Shelter is finally going to be on PC. Because you know.
How did I miss that?
Yeah.
I don't know. I just found out. right now.
Yeah,
I'm sure if you sign into Steam, he will tell you all about it.
Oh, I never signed into Steam.
Well, he asked you to buy him a game.
Right.
That'll already.
He'll probably comment on this right now. Wait a second. Fallout Shelter, I never even actually downloaded that for mobile, to be honest. I think Veronica did, and you said you're pretty crazy about it, like, last year.
I spent $3 on it, okay? I wasn't crazy about it.
You don't have to hide it. Do you still play that crazy cat mobile game that Veronica had as well?
Oh, the Cat Garden one?
Something like Cat Garden.
I had to delete it, because I ran out of space.
Are you still playing that one where you're, like, pimping wives, or whatever the hell it was?
What?
No, what? I deleted that.
What game is that?
Billion Wives.
Oh,
it's a stupid clicking game.
And I have downloaded it.
He's like...
I was really, really, really bored for a while, so I played clicking games.
That's hilarious.
Now that's hilarious. My farm game.
Hey, you've been farming it up. Are you farming wives now?
Maybe.
But no, I wanted to give a follow-up to the video I made, the System Shock playthrough.
Tell me
they actually have reached... Oh, my YouTube video that's on our YouTube channel.
GameKid
1986. Go there, check it out. Watch me play through System Shock. But no, Night Dive Studios met their mark on Kickstarter, so that game is officially funded. They are actually, they still have 17 days to go on the Kickstarter, and they're already at, they only needed to get to 900,000, they are at 935,000.
So. Nice. I cannot wait. I still have to start up System Shock 2.
You bought the Enhanced Edition.
I got the System Shock. What is it? System Shock, the original Enhanced Edition. So.
Yeah.
The original, man, is it not aged well. Wow. It is rough. Even the enhanced.
It's download the demo and play the new one then.
Yeah, I'll definitely
it's
do
free,
that.
So might as well. Definitely. You can get it on Steam or wherever else they have it. It's like three options.
Very nice. Very nice.
It's pretty cool. I thought that was pretty damn cool that they met their mark. I really want that game to come out, especially if it has anything, you know, similar to like BioShock and shit like that. I'm definitely on board.
Hell yeah! Anybody. Developer, creator, anything on, you know, Kickstarter, meet their goals, always awesome, you know? More content, the better. I can't wait for Bloodstained.
Bloodstained is pretty sick. I've watched people play through the demo, and it just looks like it feels like Symphony in the Night, dude.
I'm a big really PlayStation nice. Media guy. Yeah, laugh if you like. But I can't wait for Bloodstained to come into the media as well. So, spiritual successor to Castlevania, which me and you both love, Dallas.
Oh, yeah, definitely. Joss, did you see, like, since we were talking about Pokemon Go, wanted to bring it up before, but forgot that it raised Nintendo's, like, stocks or whatever, like, 10% or some shit.
I haven't seen that. Since we're on it, we should just talk about it. That was one of my thoughts.
I thought that was kind of crazy.
Yeah. It shot up in the App Store to, like, number one instantly, obviously, and then they did, like, bad server problems. I couldn't even get on there.
Yeah, they had some horrible server issues, but it's not stopping them from making money off of
it.
Apparently.
No. Oh, no. Boogie on YouTube, he's hilarious. He has a side character he does, Francis. You guys should go check out his content, by the way. He was like, I don't go outside very much, but I went outside and walked to the end of the block, and he's like, who is it? Bulbasaur, I think it was. Bulbasaur. He's like, it's Bulbasaur appears. I'm going to catch this Bulbasaur. And then a loading circle pops up, and he's like, oh, fuck. So he's going to sit down in the corner. And he's like,
I don't know where
he's waiting, and someone pulls up, and he's like, sir, are you okay? And he's like, no, I'm not okay unless you have a fucking server. But yeah, Pokemon Go, man, I can't. Can't wait to play later. I have to go outside and actually see the sun.
Yeah, no shit.
On the Pokemon Go thing, that's one thing I was going to bring up, is apparently, and I brought this up while we were talking ahead of time, the Westboro Baptist Church, known for their picketing of funerals and such, is a Pokemon gem. And currently, there is a Clefairy there that is guarding it, whose name is Love is Love. So, it's kind of cool to see people going through and trolling Westboro, you know.
Yeah, that's awesome.
Oh, that's hilarious.
Better way to do it. People were getting kicked out of PlayStation.
Police stations.
Police stations, yeah. Yeah, they were like, wandering into the police station trying to catch Pokemon.
Did you see the girl that found a dead body?
Oh, I'm sorry. Yeah.
There's a lot of fake articles already.
That one was a real one.
That was my first real one.
2 days ago or something like that. 2-3 days ago, the girl just woke up one morning before school, and she's like, I'm going to go walk outside for a little bit before school. And goes down by this bridge. It's called, like, Wind Lake.
Oh,
Where the hell is Wind
Wind
Creek.
River or Wind River?
Yeah, something like that. And there was a dead body just floating in it. I was like, huh.
Well, that's not something you usually see on
catch it!
Today.
What will we find next? What will we find next?
Oh, the laugh she caught a Ghastly right there.
Jesus. Hey, William, you check out Pokemon Go at all?
You know, yeah, I've heard of it.
As much as anybody else.
I'm doing it right now.
I went out. I was walking around, saw a Pikachu pop up, got to the street it was on. The app then crashed, came back up, and it was gone. So that was fantastic, man.
Pika!
I've been walking around everywhere. Like I'm just gonna like start holding my phone up and going in people's yards, be like, oh, don't worry, there's a Ponyta in your yard. Just calm down.
You're like
I'll get
hanging halfway over someone's fence, like, wait a second, just give me 10 seconds.
Old guy comes out of his house. He's like, get out. out of here!
Just hold on one second. Goddamn hoodlums!
And then Pokemon goes with their handheld devices.
Yeah, yeah. I think my favorite thing I saw about Pokemon Go was it was like this cute little. It was a meme, but it was like this. These kids came up to this guy's yard or house, and he's like, "Oh, can we catch a ride on? It's in your backyard." And then the text said, "Slam that door and went and caught a motherfucking ride on." I've been playing that. I'm really excited for Titanfall 2 in October. Dude, the single player, like, I'm so happy.
Finally.
That was a big fix, because Titanfall, it didn't feel like there was any story. It just felt like you're playing Team Deathmatch, and then occasionally someone said something in the background. That was about it.
Yeah, you had, like, a certain intro to, the story, or whatever the hell it was supposed to be. We're all running in, there's people randomly dying, alright, you're in the fight.
Yeah.
Okay.
Other people are playing the story mission, it's like, but is it a story, really? So...
really?
I'm very excited. Yeah.
Like, you just got deathmatch, man.
Dialogue. Yeah, what the hell kind of shit is that?
It's too distracting.
No, it looks interesting. Like, I'm excited to see more of the different types of titans in there, because they've only been showing that, which one is it, the Shogun, or whatever the hell it is.
Yeah.
You remember what the hell it is?
Yeah.
The one with the sword. That one looks sick as hell, though. Yeah, that one's fun.
Very... it's cool, the story really seems like you have a really attached relationship with the Titan, so that's going to be interesting. See where that goes.
Oh, yeah,
they gave them awesome personalities and stuff like that, so it's
pretty cool. That's the part that I think sounds awesome. Like, there's such personalities with them.
Yeah, it's going to be sick. I can't wait. Let's see, you guys want to move on to the next topic?
Aye, aye, Capitan.
Who's excited for No Man's Sky?
Finally, you have a PlayStation 4, and I'm excited for it.
Right, yeah, definitely.
Please,
anyways,
not everyone at once.
Slow down. Bear enough.
It's gone gold, so it's official. It's officially coming out. It's, you know, copies are being created as we speak. So no more delays, no more bullshit, and all that. So I'm super excited. The game looks insanely ambitious, and I can't wait to find my first planet and throw a name on it and do all that good stuff. Upgrade my suit and ship and all that, so I'm pretty stoked.
Hard dug deep planet in the name of GamerKey.
I know you guys don't follow wrestling.
Cool. I'm sorry, I keep interrupting.
Are you okay? Are you a big wrestling fan?
I am, yeah.
Okay, cool. Well, I watch anything wrestling, Ring of Honor, TNA, WWE, whatever, but there's a feud going on between Matt and Jeff Hardy, which I'm sure you guys have heard of. And they're doing this thing now where Matt's like, Brother Nero. So name my planet Brother Nero.
Wish I had four hands, so I can give that four thumbs down.
Hey. I hope you hear too.
I will name.
No, it's actually really kind of cool to be the guy that finds a planet, because in Elite Dangerous, with its 400 billion planets, I've actually been the guy who's discovered a couple of them, and it's kind of interesting to bring up your map and see discovered by Nightfire. And it's like, kick ass. That's my planet. Mine.
It's mine. Can you imagine, like, oh, I'm just going to head back to the planet and see what's going on? I'm going to mine for these things using his little mining gun and all that. And you finally see somebody just... off in the distance, I'd freak out like, "Why? I finally found someone!"
I'm going into hunting mode.
Get hunt mode or friendly mode, or who knows if they're gonna attack you or what. So
I'm a headhunter, man. You're going down.
Travis said, "I will name my planet Gallifrey."
Gallifrey.
Okay.
Because everything that he does is based on Doctor Who.
Yeah, I had a feeling that's what that was. I don't watch it, so I don't know.
I don't either. Sorry,
I made a post about
shots of espresso.
That Galileo, when he found out that there were multiple moons around Jupiter, started naming them after Jupiter's mistresses, and he made a post on it and said, "I thought that said Gallifrey." And it's like, not everything's about Doctor Who. I love Doctor Who, everybody, but
Okay, some of us were just obsessed about certain things, so I completely understand where he's coming from.
Like mean fighting games. I never shut up about them.
Yeah, or you horror games, which we love.
Oh, yeah.
Gotta love our horror.
That was a horror fighting game.
Yeah. Hey, that's actually a possibility of something that's going that might happen. So,
what's the character in KI? What's her name? The chick that reminds me.
Ghost chick.
Orchid Hisako.
Hisako. The ghost.
Hisako's the ghost chick.
Yeah. She looks fucking awesome.
She is awesome, dude. She's one of my favorite characters.
Nice.
She's a chick from the ring in Naginata. That's scary.
Yeah, she looks so sick.
Where is that?
Kitty. Dude, put her down. She's freaking me out.
Freaking me out.
I love these little kids.
William, since I know you're a console guy, I wanted to get your thoughts on the console upgrades with the Xbox, you know, Project Scorpio and PlayStation Neo or 4K, you know, and all that stuff. You think it's a good thing with the upgrades?
I'm kind of neutral ground with it. I think Scorpio looks real interesting. I think it's the specs they have and everything. It looks really cool for the people who I would say I guess don't want a PC because I know a lot of the specs match up to what PC are. But it's interesting. It's definitely I want to see how it changes the market. Afterwards, I guess, before I really form that opinion. But I'm neutral about it. I think it could be really good and really bad. It could, I never want to see the alienation of gamers. Like, you have to get the Scorpio Xbox if you want to do this. I don't want to see that happen, and I'm worried that it might. But if it doesn't, I think it could be real interesting.
Yeah, for sure.
Same thing with PlayStation. I mean, it's just kind of they're both going to go towards the same direction. So we'll see how it plays out.
Yeah, and apparently the PS Neo is going to be shown off at Tokyo Game Show and get a release date for September with the PS VR, which I'm very interested in VR in general, not just PlayStation VR, which is another step forward in gaming, which we have the technology now to actually have good VR experiences, Brett, which you actually have got to try out, which is awesome. I need to like go to Best Buy and give that a shot myself.
I'm saying we need to set up a time where the core of us can all go and we'll do all of them that they have there, and then we'll go over to the Microsoft store and check out the Vive, and then, I mean, just do one episode about VR stuff.
That would just be
a really cool video about it all. So.
But back to Scorpio and the Neo, I see them more as like luxury items for the gamer, and you know, you want that pretty graphical like showcase, but yet it's cool that we can still play those games on the base models, and which is going to be awesome, but I've heard a lot of bad things rumored by devs, like after a year, they're really not going to support it as much. It's going to get the shit versions, so which is kind of scary to even hear that from the insiders in the industry.
Yeah,
that blows.
Yeah, that would be the downside. I'm really like, oh, please don't happen.
Yeah. We'll have to wait and see because it's going to be interesting. That's for sure. So, but speaking of Microsoft and Scorpio, they're going to be doing a program where you can trade up your Xbox One. Right now, GameStop will give you $100 trading credit, $80 cash, which doesn't sound like much of a trade-in, but I'm sure they'll do.
So I guarantee the console's going to be expensive.
Oh, yeah. They're saying like $599, maybe even higher. Who knows? Six
terabytes, all the horsepower. So.
Yeah. But I'm sure they'll do some better promotion than what they're actually talking about now and what GameStop will give you. Who knows? We can see like Walmart's, Target's, Best Buy's if you get involved with the promotion. Yeah. So, before we move on, anybody plan on getting a Slim coming up? Or are they just staying with the original base Xbox One like myself? I'm not going to change.
As long as mine runs, that's all I need.
Yeah.
I'm not picking up an S. I'm saving for a Scorpio.
Okay.
Yeah.
Next year, I mean, might as well.
Yeah.
If anything.
Yeah,
hey, if you need another Xbox One or you need to get your buddies on board, try and get you to jump on the Xbox bandwagon, I mean, when the Slim comes out, that's a hell of a offer, really.
Yeah.
They're lowering the initial console price too to like $250 or $280 or something like that. So
I would say within like a year and a half, you'll start seeing these the big boy, the brick. You'll start seeing those go up in price on eBay and stuff like that. Like, you know, the original PS3, you know, when the Slim came out, they started selling the originals like at ridiculous prices. They're still the same, you know, especially the ones with the backwards compatibility and all that.
The only thing that I like about the Slim is that the power button is actually a button, not a sensor, and the fact that the power brick is gone. That's like the only thing that I like about this.
Oh, the brick is
gone. IR blaster up.
Yeah. And it doesn't have the HDMI in for the cable box either.
Oh, it doesn't?
And it doesn't have a connect port either, which they are going to sell an adapter eventually if you want to.
Microsoft and adapters don't usually work well.
Yeah.
No, they don't.
So that tells you right there that they're pretty much Next,
Microsoft, I wish they would focus a little bit more on the quality of their merchandise. Like, their controllers, for instance, they need to make a really good controller because the Elite is crap. All their basic controllers are crap because they go out on you, like, within the first month of buying a new one, which is dumb.
Really, I haven't tried that.
The exact opposite experience, because I love my Elite, and
you probably don't use it as much as a lot of people that actually like, because I go based on like, because me, of course, when I get a new controller, my first thing to break that thing in is fighting games, and I destroy my D-pad like instantly, and seen so many streamers that I watch and everything, they all use the Elite controller because that's just what's easier for them, and it's like the longer lasting controller it's supposed to be for its price, and the right bumper just keeps popping out of the controller. Their controller just keeps breaking. They keep going through Elites, and they're like, it's not worth it. If you're really heavy-duty like player and everything, and you're on it constantly, it'll wear out like in no time. Yep. So you have to be really careful.
See, I'm
But, I mean, yeah, I don't play fighting games with it other than the occasional KI man.
Right.
But
yeah, when I first got my Xbox, I really put work on that controller, and it seems to be doing okay, but the left analog stick, it likes to stick upward.
Yeah.
I don't know why it's bearing, it doesn't look like there's anything
inside the joysticks. It kind of wears out really quick.
And with PS4, the DualShock, the original launch day, when I only had trouble with the R2.
Yeah, that's why I hear it always just like the R2 or the L2, like the spring.
And the triggers would wear down the rubber, but they fixed both of those apparently. I haven't had any trouble with the 20th anniversary controller or anything like that. Another feature with the Xbox, though, I wanted to say, like, does the HDR color matter to anything with you guys? Like, you get more pop in your games? So depending on if your TV supports the HDR feature, that's another thing the Xbox One S will have. That isn't a selling point for me, really. I mean, I can just wait for the next best thing. So, I know some people are into that. They gotta have every little inch of like,
new
they should device put more out. Focus into things.
Well, if they want that, then they should just be playing on PC then.
That's true. Hey, you know what? Like another thing. Like, are they really gonna have any more exclusives? You know, with a lot of their games.
Well, I think they will actually. Like, based on something that there's like a big argument going on right now with the E3 We're bringing up the E3 conference where they're like, buy it on this game, you'll get it on PC, like buy one, the play for all type of thing. Right. They actually made it to where it's only going to be the games that were announced at E3, so that may not actually mean towards any of the games that are coming out. So it's actually a thing going on right now, so maybe they are saving like specific solo titles just for them or something. I don't know.
I want to see what happens.
Yeah, a lot of people are getting a little mad about that. They're like, you said it was supposed to be all for one, and just the way they worded it, and then when they put it in text later, they, like, changed it. But, I don't know.
Yeah, obviously.
They do need some exclusives.
Yeah, they do. But, I mean, if they do come to Windows, that's cool, too. It's just another platform you can play on.
Yeah, I mean, it's Microsoft either way.
Right, exactly. Any other topics? I have one more, but it's a quick little thing. Quick little topic.
Well, we were talking about VR, and I was going to let everybody know that I don't know how many of you have been paying attention to different VR games that are coming out, but one of the cool games that is coming out for the Oculus Rift and for the Vive is called Adrift, and it basically takes the whole horror concept of what was going on in Gravity, where you're in a space station and there's a catastrophic failure and now you have to survive. in space, the That's most cool. hostile, you know, environment you can possibly think of. And so it's going to be a VR game coming out, you know, and that was known, but what wasn't known is the fact that it is also going to be coming out for the PlayStation and for Xbox One.
Ooh.
That's nice. So on PlayStation, do you think it'll be a VR title?
Well, there's a discussion about that, and they're talking about that they think that it's a possibility, but right now with the current PlayStation 4's hardware capabilities, they're not sure that it can run and not make people sick. That it wouldn't be able to maintain the 60 frames per second, 1080p times 2, you know, to maintain that and not making everybody just, you know, vomit factory.
Yeah.
You know,
everyone with the headset on.
Yeah, exactly.
Just vomit.
And it comes out next week for PlayStation. Those of us on Xbox One have to wait until September 16th to get our hands on it. But I thought that was a very cool concept. Although I'm really moreover looking forward to seeing it in an Oculus Rift or Vive, whatever VR system I decide to pick up, because to me that was really where that's going to thrive, is that immersive environment.
Right. So will we get to play this with just a controller alone?
Yeah, just a controller, just, you know, normal, you know, your normal survival type of game, but instead being in space, but, you know.
Where's Isaac when you need him?
Oh, exactly. My God.
That wouldn't make the game any fun, because you can't be scared while you have that dude's monstrous calves stomping things.
I beg to differ, sir. I'm always scared.
You're scared of everything, though. So.
Yeah. Well, I like survival. I hope I didn't leave this to make y'all think that it was going to be a horror kind of thing, because it's not. It's just like this, you know, the scary parts and the concepts of, you know, space. You know, if you screw up any one little thing, congratulations, you've now condemned yourself to a very unique death.
Yeah.
But yeah, I think that's going to be a cool thing to check out.
Travis, you know, he's always commenting. He said, you would really be able to find out what it's like to puke in space.
Yeah, pretty much. Without zero gravity, of course.
Yeah.
Yep.
You can't play with it.
Man, that would be trippy.
That's gross.
Look out, here it comes.
He also mentioned Evolve, since they went free to play.
Oh yeah.
It's helping them out on Steam, that's for sure.
It's what?
Their the play value and everything of it, it helped a lot on Steam. It like that's boosted good. Like pretty ridiculously so
yeah,
far.
Yeah, I hope it does well. I mean, the game before I actually knew what it was when they were kind of like first coming out about the game, I was hoping for a crazy awesome single player. Because they did what Left 4 Dead games, if I'm not mistaken, right?
Valve, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, well, I mean the actual dev, like. So I'm excited to see how it works out, even on console space. That's gonna be awesome.
Eventually. Yeah, I mean, see whenever it gets to free to play on there, see how that goes. I mean, I think it's gonna make a lot of people mad, especially like around now since it's like on sale everywhere. But
yeah, that's true. But hey, I mean, if you buy it, I'm sure they'll have some sort of bundle, especially digitally, like with the season pass and stuff. So you might be better off just doing that instead of jumping into the microtransactions.
Yeah, and plus with the stage 2 or whatever the hell you want to call it. They updated like some of the characters' looks, the moves. They gave them new stuff, new mechanics, and stuff like that. So they brought in some new life to the game. So if you're just jumping into it or you're returning, there's something new for everybody. So it's not
that's
too
awesome.
Bad.
I haven't even checked it out really. So I
played it in its beta and stuff like that, and I played both monster and some of the people you can control. But I had more fun as the monster, to be honest. But if you want something like that, that's I consider a little bit more fun. Just based on personal preference, but I think we would all have a big time, like a lot of fun playing it. Dead by Daylight.
Oh yeah, Dead by Daylight.
Dead by Daylight looks so damn fun.
Looks good. I don't pretty know if my PC can run that game. It's good.
Same concept as Evolve, but it's opposite. Instead of people trying to hunt down the monster, you're the killer that's hunting down the four survivors or whatever. They have to try and get out of the place while you're just running around killing them. Right. You get different killers and stuff like that too, and they're updating the game pretty often, so it's pretty cool.
That's awesome.
We will be getting something like that similar for consoles, and that's the Friday the 13th game.
So. Oh yeah, yes, which I'm very excited for too.
Yeah. Have you seen like any of the recent gameplay for that?
Yeah, I've seen the verbality kills and stuff.
He can teleport.
Like, yeah, which is cool. That's a little.
That explains it.
Yeah, because, you know, in the movies, he's like, he's just walking, you know, normal, just really slow, and then, boop, he's right there, yeah.
There's got to be a thing when someone runs from you, like, you lose track of them, and say it's like they chose to be, like, the scared girl that's running through the woods or something like that. She, like, trips and falls, that, like, gives him a sensor, and he's just like, oh, she's over there, teleport.
Yeah, the vibrations, you can see those off from a distance.
Someone's having sex in a cabin in the woods.
Yeah, if you're running away from Jason, you can actually shoot flares up to let your friends know where you are, but that could be a bad idea, too.
Yeah, you can, like, go into a house, the house will glow red, alerting him, make sure he knows you're in there, but you can go in there and turn on a radio and open a window and make it seem like you left and stuff like that, and there's a bunch of different ways you can mess with it. It's pretty cool.
The game's going to be insane. Like, that would be cool.
It'll be interesting.
Have all of us play. They get like Sky Matrix together and us, so it'd be cool to play something like that.
Oh, yeah, we'll have to do some crossplay stuff, man. That'd be cool.
That would be really good.
That would be really awesome.
Get an Overwatch team going, but these bastards need to get Overwatch.
Not happening. I got some other things coming out.
You're missing out, man.
I'm catching up on backlog. So. I had one more topic, and it was about Battleborn, and it's funny because our buddy Michael, he was talking about, oh, Battleborn's better than Overwatch, and I actually disagreed because I was in
the Everybody disagrees. He's the only guy.
Early testing for that. Yeah, I was in the early testing for Battleborn, and I was like, I don't know. It's just a lot like Borderlands. And I can only take so much of Borderlands anyways. I can get my fix, and I'm good for like a year or two, so.
Yeah, I played the hell out of two, so I'm good on that. Yeah.
But slowly but surely, the audience is starting to flatline for that game. Apparently, it's gone way down in like the past week. It's hit a drastic number, like drastically low numbers. So.
Hell yeah, competitive mode hit.
Honestly, I hope it stays alive in some shape or form. Who knows? That could be the next game to go free to play.
That's what I was just saying. Let it go free to play and move it up from there.
Yeah. Take
Racer, enough said. That came from Travis.
Well, that's it. All I have for topics. I'm topiced out now. Anybody else?
I think we found what Travis likes, mate.
What's up, dog?
I was saying I wanted to bring William back into this conversation because he's been quiet. Okay. I feel like he's getting lonely over there just listening to us.
I'm just sitting in the corner,
if you could bring, if you could either bring like one game back, like remastered. What would you bring back?
Oh, man. That's a rough one. There's so many game to be remastered.
Like, I don't know what your favorite type of, like, genre of game
does
is.
Does it have to be remastered? Or can
no, it doesn't have to be remastered. I'm just, like, something you either want a complete remaster of or just another part in the series.
Okay.
Something you're just looking for.
Remaster remakes.
Yeah.
So, there's one game I played as a kid constantly. Maximum Carnage, like the Spider-Man.
Nice. Yeah.
So, I would like to see maybe that be revisited. That would be really cool to see come back and done in a different style. But
that would be cool.
I love that game. So, that would be my pick.
That's awesome.
Oh yeah, that was a good choice. Are you looking forward to the new Spider-Man that's supposed to be coming out for PS4?
Yeah, I've seen little tidbits. It's like not based on the movie at all, right? Like it's its own story,
standalone
right?
thing. Yep.
I'm excited for that. That was the main reason I quit playing those games because it was like, oh, it's the movie. I'm not that interested in it.
Yeah, they were so bad. Like you had to go back to like play Shattered Dimensions and Time, I think is what it was, were like the two best ones that were like the most recent. Amazing Spider-Man it was okay. Then Amazing Spider-Man 2 was just garbage, quick cash grab.
Yeah.
So that's cool though. That's one I never would have liked.
Yeah. That's
pretty good.
Straight from the vault.
William, what games are you looking to buying or purchasing in this fall coming up? Because you know it's a pretty crazy holiday that we're gonna have for video games.
I think Call of Duty's finally dead for me.
Yay!
Black Ops 3. Really, I hated the way they did the gun system.
Really?
Yeah.
They really cash-walled it, and that really turned me off. So I think I'm that's going to be done for me. I'm really looking forward to Gears of War 4.
Yeah, looks really good.
Definitely. Dude, that first trailer, man, that was real heartfelt. So.
Oh yeah.
I'm looking forward to that. I'm going to pick up Skyrim Remastered for sure.
Yeah.
So Pokemon Go, I won't see the sun. Even Pokemon won't bring me out of the house once that drops. Not
especially if it comes out in mods.
The mods will be amazing, man.
Good luck ever seeing me again.
Skyrim's too fun.
What else? Titanfall, looking forward to. That's really the three big ones for me. I'm looking to those will be for sure. Well, Destiny. I'm gonna.
Are you gonna get the new content?
I fell in love with Destiny, and every time new content drops, I'm right back to it. So
you're just like, I'm obsessed. I need it.
Right,
it's like William here. William needs to grab my gamer tag there and.
For sure. Yeah.
Join my fire team.
Titanfall.
Commit free.
Commit free.
Nightfire.
Still best. Better than the worst pronunciation.
I turn into a crack addict whenever they're like, oh, new content. I just like start scratching all over.
You have like all the dance moves and everything?
No, I did. I got the Carlton. That was the only one I spent real money on.
Thriller would be the ones to be worth getting, because Thriller was actually really done well. Like, I was like surprised how long it was even. It's like, geez.
I saw they had like the Drake thing from Hotline Bling, whatever that song is.
They have like Uncharted and all that too.
Yeah, I was like, I'm not gonna spend any money on silver, but I did get the Carlton.
It's
crazy how some of these games, the way the physics and movements look to all these dances, how they're spot on. And Uncharted does a really good job too.
There's nothing like a tower full of people dancing.
Oh, I know. Classic. Well, I believe that's all I have for any topics. Anybody else?
Did everyone already give their topics?
I think so.
Yep, I think we're good.
Is there anything William would like to mention?
No, I'm all right.
I'm good. No, man.
Catch a Pokemon. All right, guys, you know what time it is. Time for GamerKid Countdown is coming back, and Julie, I hope you're prepared. You're hosting this week. No, I'm kidding.
That looked priceless.
Her face is, oh man, she's like, what?
You gotta play that horror music again.
Oh yeah.
She's like,
psycho when she looked. That was, I should have done it, I missed it. The console is a classic, and one of my favorites we're gonna be doing is the Dreamcast. I loved the Dreamcast.
Ooh.
Okay.
Yeah, so I know that. The way you said that was like a disappointing Sega, like Sega.
My favorite is the Sega. That's always been my favorite. I want that as a text tone so bad.
What's up, Billy? Do we have time for a pee break?
If you want to urinate real quick, I'll give you a second. We can okay. just
cartwheel on out of here, girl.
Chit chat, William.
Give me 1 minute. I'll be right back.
There he is. Fine. We used to actually have breaks within the cast. We did like two or three, and then we just kind of. Quit doing that.
Then I joined and I was like, breaks are for squares. Let's do it live.
The non-break movie.
Okay, we'll do it live.
Yeah, we'll do it live. It's fun doing it live. You have people interacting and stuff like that. It's a good time. Yeah, so.
Just, man, implement the bottle method. That's all you gotta do.
Yeah.
Hold on. Yeah.
You just like. What's that noise? Didn't you turn your echo cancellation on? It's like. It's got some background noise. Oh, don't worry about it. That's totally Garth. Well, you haven't met him yet, but you'll like Garth. He's quite the character. He has been known for live streaming, and he's like, oh, hold on a second, guys. And on his controller, he has this mic plugged in, and he doesn't have a mute, so he could unplug it at least. And in the background, you hear like... and you're like, what the heck? I was watching your stream. You didn't have anything in this. You just let it all free flow. And he's like, oh, my bad.
At least aim for the side of the toilet, man.
Oh, yeah. Something, you know?
Jesus. Hashtag Garthing, Travis says.
Oh, yeah. Hashtag Garthing. That's a thing in the Facebook group. I liked your guys' page today, Sky Matrix Gaming. What you guys need to go do, I believe it's facebook.com/SkyMatrix. Or Sky Matrix, yep. I believe.
Yeah.
So, that's awesome. Did you want to, which we can always plug the episode, but did you want to let everyone know where they can find you guys on social media and all that good stuff?
We're on Twitter, just at Sky Matrix, SKYE, just in case anyone's like, oh, I can't find
right.
it. There's an E at the end of Sky.
Yeah.
Facebook, like you said. We have a Stitcher Radio, which I need to learn what that is, but
that can info... Can search for you on there?
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Well, you'll be able to find us. We put our podcast up, SkyMatrixGaming.com. Like I said, a lot of our stuff is there, so...
Lovely.
iTunes, Dungeon Matrix is a podcast, Game Matrix. I think we have a Media Matrix, like where we talk about just movies, TV right. shows, stuff like that.
Nice.
So.
Yeah, we plan on doing something like that too, like attack of the topic, and then we're just gonna we did an episode just bullshitting and testing the waters. We did like ghost stories and all kinds of cool stuff like that, yeah, which okay. I have, and I'll probably just put that up for shits and giggles, see how people react.
You should.
So.
That'd be pretty cool. You should go through and edit it though, and like chop it up.
Yeah. I know Julia looks forward to doing a show like that, and just like sitting down playing video games and just bullshitting. So
yeah, I'm down for shows. Like, you just gotta wait for the shows to start up. There's like nothing on now.
Yep. But Julia's back from the urination destination, or destination urination, I should say. But anyways, all right. Dreamcast is a console. This is a Gamercade countdown. You get 10 guesses upon your game, like what the genre could be. You know, was it set in sci-fi or anything else, a cartoon universe, whatever. Whatever questions you have upon the game to help you guess the title. 10 of those. And then the 11th one is the game guess, and then we'll have the still round. So if you don't guess your game, you can guess another person's game, like Brett, Dallas, or Julia, still their game if they do not get it. And now all these points will be added up for the second season at the end of this month. The winner will be announced. Dallas, you're in the lead right now. You killed everybody last time. I usually hosted, and I never got any points until Julia and Dallas were like, hey, man, like, how are you ever going to get any points? So when whoever hosts, if we stump you, actually, I think it's stump anyone.
Yeah, you stump anyone, you get a point for that.
Yeah, we get a point for that. So you could leave this entire episode with, like, 5 points, and it'll be good, so. Four points this time.
It's not gonna happen, but
hey, you never know, man. We've had some never. Crazy, like crazy stuff.
They didn't
stuff
expect
happen.
Me to kick ass when I first joined, and
yeah,
she did. She went on a roll, and then she's all downhill.
Well, if you're expecting me,
sorry,
the underperformance, I'm gonna. Yeah, that's going to be an accurate description, I think, of me.
All right, well, obviously we don't name the titles, but it is Dreamcast console for this Gamercade Countdown Season 2 for 2016. All right, we have 6 games. I'm going to go from order on my screen. Brett, I'll let you do first choice this week.
3.
Okay.
Oh, yeah, William, you might write your stuff down. I don't know if...
Yeah, it might help you.
Yeah, let's write down my intent and my questions.
Oh, notes on your phone or something.
I'll write it down, but I don't know that it's going to help me at all. So
I'll type you right anymore.
Right. All right, Dallas.
What did Brett say? 3.
Yeah, 3.
Yes.
And you said there's 6.
There is 6. Well, now
definitely 6. And 6 is my number then. Yeah.
6. All right, and. Julia?
Number 1.
As always. Julia always picks the... I just need to quit making these games number 1, but she always picks the interesting titles. Alright, and William?
I'll do 4.
4. One of my favorites. Let's call you Will.
Mine too.
He's like, how ironic.
We got so much in common.
Oh, my God.
Travis, he was number 1.
Let me write this down. Dallas, you're 2nd. Julia, you are 3rd. And Will is 4th. which is his favorite.
I am.
Alright. Alright, Brett, let's kick it off. You know this thing works. Your first guess, slash answer.
What is my developer?
The dev for your game, which I cannot wait to actually check this game out. The dev is Q Entertainment. I'm going to read a little bit into this, to this as well, because there's more. United Game Artists and Sonic Team and Hexadrive. All of those helped develop this game. So that is actually helpful, but very confusing at the same time, because you're like, who do I look up? Q Entertainment, United Game Artists, Sonic Team, or Hexadrive?
Wow. That is a lot.
Yes, that is
same question for me, Chris.
Who is your dev?
Yep, who's my dev?
Yeah, see, William, just borrow off of these guys. You're wondering how to play it. Listen to what
they're
saying. Okay. Sorry. All right, Dallas, your developer is Overworks and Sega WoW.
Sega WoW!
I didn't even know that existed. Sega WoW!
Is that the part of Sega that Owen Wilson owns?
Wow.
Oh, wow.
So it's over what?
Overwatch, I'm just kidding. Overworks and Sega WoW.
Alright, Overworks.
Develop this. I'm seeing a pattern here on the Dreamcast. Multiple developers on one title, which is interesting. Alright, Julia. No, actually, yep, Julia's next. Okay.
Who's my developer?
Your developer.
I'm seeing a pattern.
Hey, see, you know what? Yeah, you know what, but I don't know how I know.
There's
fall
so
into this
many
way.
Games.
Julia,
like...
Julia. All right, it's Gearbox Software, Captivative Digital Laboratories, and Valve Corporation. All of those help develop this title.
Gearbox, Valve, and who?
Captivation Digital Laboratories.
Captivation. Of course, I got the one with Valve in it.
Yeah, I know. Like, that's not fair at all.
Travis, we're actually talking about number one as in, like, the first game. Julie's doing the first game. Brett,
I
actually.
I think he was referencing SpongeBob.
He's referencing SpongeBob.
Oh, Jesus Christ. He's always referencing something, that kid. Swear. Okay, Julie.
Damn kid.
All right. Next is William.
Last I will take, what is my genre of game?
The genre for your game. It is a racing game.
Oh, man, great. I love racing games.
Do you really, or was that sarcastic?
I think no, that's super sarcastic.
Yeah, that was super sarcastic. You're off today, Chris. You're off today.
Hey. There's a lot going on right now, all right? You need to relax.
This heat is unbearable.
It's freezing in here, actually. You would love it, because I know you enjoy the cold weather.
I love
it. All right, Brett.
I'm going to go with, what's the genre?
The genre for your game, man, this is going to be an interesting one. It's a shooter music video game.
Uh-huh.
Yes. Yeah, and I can, like I said, I can't fucking wait to try this game. I didn't actually know it was on the Dreamcast until like a couple months ago. So, all right, Dallas, back at you.
Do I have to ask, or do I have to say it?
I think he's going with genre.
Yeah.
I'm going for genre 200.
Hey, why don't you quit copying and be creative? No. The genre
for
your
game. I came up with this formula.
Is a role playing video game.
Ooh, so it's an RPG?
Correcto.
Okay.
You gotta abbreviate it. Smart ass. Alright, Julia.
Just calling it what it is.
So, number two.
I want to guess it right now.
You can guess. Remember, you can guess only 20 questions if you guess you're out. And Gamer Kick Countdown, you can guess. It will just be, like, do you sure you want to do that now? Do you want to waste it on guessing your game?
Shut up.
Okay. You know what? I'm done. Okay. What's my genre?
Genre for your game? It's a first-person shooter, which you didn't see much of.
She's like, I know what it is.
Are you sure you know what it is? It is the Dreamcast. Remember that. Was the hardware even capable of doing a first-person shooter? I don't know if she's thinking, too, because I know she's what she loves. All right. William, back at you, man.
I'll go ahead and take the dev this go-round.
The developer for this, Midway Games, Eurocom, and Blue Shift, Inc. all helped to do this. I believe this was a... I'll give you something else on it. It was a port of a arcade title as well, so that's probably why they had so many developers on a racing game, which is kind of surprising.
Who was the second one?
Midway Games. I'll just read them off again. Midway Games, Eurocom, and Blue Shift. Rest in peace, Midway. Half of all these probably developers are gone by now. So.
Cool.
All right.
Word.
Word, man. All right, Brett. Number three for you.
Is my game Rez?
Yes, your game is Rez. Woohoo! Yeah! Nobody's cheering like that. All right.
I know that one because I'm actually looking forward to. There's actually a PlayStation VR version of the game coming.
Rez Infinite, man, I cannot wait. At this E3 and last E3, they had a suit that is actually compatible with the VR, but they're not sure if they're going to bring it out yet. But it vibrates and everything during gameplay. Well,
it goes back to the little pocket thing that you could put in your pocket during Rez that was like a little vibrator in a pouch kind of thing that they had for that.
And that is the perfect game to bring to VR, like the open space you're in. It just looks like infinite. Like you're looking down, looks like you can fall at any moment. If you're afraid of heights, that's probably a bad idea. But using the head tracking to shoot on rails is going to be great. All right, Brett, already in the lead so far. All right, Brett with 1 point. He can still steal your game, so you guys got to lock them in. All right, next up, Dallas.
Okay, I'm going to do this a little different.
Oh, yeah?
It's not this one particularly, but is it?
Skies of Arcadia. What is that one? Is that on the GameCube?
This is the GameCube one, Skies of Arcadia Legends. But is it Skies of Arcadia? Okay.
Yes, it is Skies of Arcadia. Damn it, Dallas is back at it again. So far, I don't even have a point. William's over there like this.
I think the goal of this game is to make me look bad, because I don't know.
You're like, what? So, okay, you got racing, man. You got this.
You got it, man.
Oh,
there's some actually really great racing games on the Dreamcast, but...
The audience is the Rage Quit a podcast, so...
I'm done with this.
You just didn't leave the call.
All right, Julia. You guys are doing pretty good for Dreamcast. I'm quite surprised. Good job. All right, Julia.
I had one. So.
Yep, same. Yeah,
same. Spit it out. If it was Garth, he'd be like, is it? spit it out, boy.
I'm not going to guess yet.
You're not going to guess yet? Okay.
She wants to be sure.
We all know what I'm going to guess.
I like
her. Be wrong.
Well, it's up to you. Whatever you want to do. Remember, you have plenty of... You're only on your...
This is only her.
Yeah, this is your third one, so...
Is it Half-Life?
It is Half-Life.
Yes! Why would you even put that on the list?
Why did I? I got Half-Life.
You know what?
I got Half-Life.
The order I had them in, I don't know why I put it number one, because I knew she always...
Picked number one.
I was assuming that, you know what, usually she doesn't join right away, so I do from left to right,
yeah,
so I figured that maybe...
Yeah, because the countdown's not at the end or anything, you know.
So anyways, all right, Julia, got it. I gotta take it easy on you.
Poor William, man. He's like, man, I'm the only one that's guessing now.
Normally, we don't all guess, so don't feel bad, because...
Yeah,
we
don't know. I swear, never like this.
We've got down to the wire before, man.
We've gone past the wire. We've gone like, I give my...
This is the quickest anyone's guessed their games like this.
Yeah.
No one's
that's crazy.
I only guessed it because I'm a huge Half-Life fan, and he's himself. So.
Yeah, it's cool. It's cool.
Don't
Chris
feel bad.
Gone soft this week.
About it was, I was going to mention that.
Hey, I'm completely flaccid this week.
Good. Okay, whatever.
Well, Garth would be like, that's fucking disgusting. I'm out of here. All right, William, you're on the spot. You got the spotlight on you, man. I believe... Well, this will be his number three, so we can go down the list for a while here. All right, which one is it? Okay, I got it. All right, this will be number three for you.
What What year did it come out? Am I allowed to ask that?
Yeah, you're under my side. Okay. It is. I will give you this description here for you. Okay. It was released for the Sega Dreamcast as a launch title in 1999. It was also released for the PlayStation and Nintendo 64 in early 2000.
I know what it is.
They can't guess until you could possibly.
You have to go through all your guesses before we.
Yeah, and you can guess. You can guess. Like
Travis, Half-Life 2
times.
Was on Dreamcast. Half-Life. Actually,
but if it's what I think it
States.
Is, you got
Half-Life,
this one.
I mean, not Half-Life 2. I'm sorry, Half-Life 2. Half-Life 2 was on the Dreamcast, but it only got. It was only in Europe, I believe. Like, and it actually didn't get produced or anything, but there is copies out there in the wild. So.
I was wrong.
Just download Pokemon Go and you can catch it.
Okay, so I gave you the dates on that. Next one would be number 5 or number 4.
Man. It's a racing game.
Yeah, you got the developers. Midway, Blue Shift, and Game Zero Bomb. Midway would probably be the one to focus on there.
Since my extensive arcade knowledge of, you know, nothing.
I could help you out real quick with other platforms as well.
Well, you told me it was, what, PlayStation and...
It was also on Windows, Microsoft Windows. I mean, okay. That might help, I don't know. Xbox as well, and the GameCube.
Racing game. That would have been an arcade.
This thing was everywhere, so...
Yeah.
You want to ask maybe...
Well, I was going to ask, like... Yeah, what type of racing game?
Okay, it is a boat racer.
Ooh.
Yeah, I know exactly.
Oh! Okay.
You went to something even lesser.
You race on water. In this
wave race.
I'm gonna hazard a guess.
Okay.
Do it.
Is it Hydro Thunder?
You are correct. Hey, you know what? Fuck all of you, because guess who walks away with no points?
You!
You big boy!
Oh, yeah! Alright. We'll have to have Will on here again, since he walked away with a point, for sure. Not saying I wouldn't have you on here again.
Oh, yeah.
Just saying.
Well, thank God I got it right, because I really wanted to be on here again, but if that was the caveat, man.
You don't have to lie to me, you know, it's very nice.
I thoroughly enjoy myself.
That's awesome, I appreciate it.
It's what we like to do.
Yeah, this has been Gamercade Countdown, our segment we do from time to time. Since Season 2 has picked up, we'll probably do it every week. If one of you want to host next week, you can. If you would like to shoot us your games or a console or, I don't know, anything in video games, really, like just console video games, whatever, you can shoot us our email at gamercade1986@gmail.com or our Facebook page. Maybe we can do some kind of poll or something like we did with Gamercade before, and you guys can get involved with it. You know, the conversation doesn't have to end here. You can go to our Facebook group at facebook.com/groups/gamercade. All right, we plug the episode here where our social media is, our gamer tags, and all the good stuff. I'm going to start from left to right. Brett. If you're listening to the audio version, obviously you can't see it. But, Brett, where can we find you on your plastic game boxes and on social media and all that good jazz?
I got real, real creative with all my stuff, and everything is Nightfire. Knytfyre. Yes.
Knytfyre.
Knytfyre.
Knytfyre. Yeah, no.
So, yeah, that's everything for me.
Nice. Really quick, I don't mean to interrupt who's going next. Jordan from Sky Matrix, one of your buddies, William, our co-workers, whatever you like to call him. He said, great show. I know you're wrapping it up, but it was great. I look forward to talking with you tomorrow. So I once again appreciate you guys even coming forward.
What's up, Jordan?
What's up, Liam? All right, Dallas, where can we find you on your plastic game boxes and social media?
Plastic game boxes, you can find me on PSN and Xbox at YokoZoom666. So, William, if you want to play Overwatch with, add me.
Well, that's what happened. Dallas went black. And
that was like super second.
It's like black. A remix version, like when you can find him. That's like
18. Dubstep, that was real good. I liked it.
Yeah.
Oh, cool.
Mixtape drops next week.
Should we repeat that for him? Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. Xbox, you can find me on Yakuza.
Okay, let me know. Okay. Yeah, okay. Dallas.
He's just going to chop me down. It's not your mic or anything.
He's Yokozuma 666.
Alright.
It's on Xbox.
On Xbox.
And PS4.
Oh, and PlayStation 4. Yes. Sorry.
And all right, social Julie's... media, if you can hear me, I'll just put up the band and you can hear that.
We can't hear you.
No, we can hear you, but it's a little choppy. It's just connection wise. Alright. Julia, where can we find you on Plastic Game Box and all that good stuff?
I am Fairly Rad on PS4 and Xbox One. On Facebook, just Julia Gieber. Shut up!
I was messing with you. She's like, this could be a hard time.
And then Instagram, I'm Mama Delgato. Fine, I'm done. Go.
Lovely. Mama Delgato. Go follow her. All right, William, plug Sky Matrix, please. We already enjoying you guys and your company in this crossover.
Yeah, we did the Sky Matrix thing. Pretty much Sky Matrix gaming, wherever at. My gamer tag, God, I'm really embarrassed, but it's Iceberg, F-U-R-G.
Okay.
Same thing for Twist, like Ice underscore for... Yeah, it's a... It was a really crappy pun. I wanted to change my gamer tag. And I was Turd Ferguson before.
I might have came across that. I'm not even joking.
I've come across quite a few.
I'm pretty sure.
I have too.
So,
yeah, do you, MLG. Like, we don't have to talk about my MLG skills, but I was sitting at a party with my brother, and I said, oh, there's Iceberg. I'm like, what if I did Iceberg? And he laughed, so... that's a gamer tag now.
That's better than coming across someone named 6-inch foreskin. So
that's great.
If you guys want to follow us on Twitter, that'd be awesome at GamerCade1986. We're always shooting game news and stuff like that, and at like promotions like this. So go give us a follow. If you guys want to check out our website, everything on there from our Twitter, Instagram, our podcast, and all that stuff, you can go click on the tab and follow. It is GamerCade at Squarespace. GamerCade.squarespace.com. We still haven't found out a address for that yet. We're still kind of coming up with something. For some reason, like I said before, someone has GamerCade and GCN already locked down, and I went and checked those sites out, and they're absolutely doing nothing with them. Just little screenshots of like anime and stuff. I'm like, okay.
Thought you guys should know there is a GCN that is Gay Christian Network.
Oh my god, that'd be amazing. Let's do it.
No, I mean, it's a legit thing.
It could be Gay Christian Network.
Oh my god.
I typed in GCN and I was like the first
gay. That's terrible. Yeah, if you want to search anything about us, just Google GamerCade, you'll find anything. We're also on iTunes, Google Play, Podomatic, podcast services around the world. So go be sure to check that out. Follow us on our YouTube channel. Subscribe. We're doing weekly podcasts such as this and PlayStation and Pizza. Yes, that's what it's called. So you guys can check that out as well. Both shows are doing well, and we look forward to the bright future. If you guys want to find me on PSN, it's X, Kill X Zone X, and on Xbox, it's Deadly Hellcast. That's Deadly, H-E-L-G-H-A-S-T. And I'm usually on the Facebook group, so if you guys want to add me as a friend on Facebook or something, it is Christopher Gillette. And I am on Twitter as well with my other account. It's TheXKillingSonX. Obviously, you can see I'm a Killzone fan. All right, guys. This has been episode 50. Thanks again, William, for being a special guest. And shout out to SkyMatrixGaming.com. Once again, go check them guys out and all their podcasts and all their good stuff. Until next time, guys. Hey, Mom.
Hey, Mom.